Rob Astorino.
Westchester County executive. He's running for re-election this year.
He lost the last time against Cuomo.
He lost against Cuomo in 2014. The assumption is he'll win re-election and start running for governor right away. I think he has an excellent shot of being the candidate. Conservatives like him. The county chairs liked what he did a couple of years ago. He got something like 40% of the vote.
Against Cuomo.
Against Cuomo, which was higher than a Republican had done. Now, there is an asterisk there, though, that raw vote-wise, he got the same number of Republican votes as Carl Paladino did against Cuomo in 2010.
Interesting.
The big difference was a million less people came out in 2014 than in 2010, and a million less people voted for Andrew Cuomo in 2014. So the percentage for Astorino was higher, but the raw total was the same.
And then the next name that comes up on our list is Harry Wilson. Now, he's respected by a lot of people, ran for controller, didn't he? And almost won.
He ran against Tom DiNapoli in 2010. He almost won.
Almost won because Cuomo put a political knife in Tom DiNapoli, a wonderful man's back.
And Wilson has his own money. You know, Wilson, he's not like obscenely wealthy, but the last time I think he put in something like $7 million for the comptroller's race. So he's got cash. He's a business turnaround expert. He's a little more of a moderate than Astorino is on social issues. He was picked by Barack Obama to serve on the bailout for General Motors. So, you know, he's not just the hardcore Republican that would have a hard time in New York. So he would be interesting.
And yet, Ken Lovett, you know, he is what I always have called a who-he. That's WHO-HE?
Yeah, no, it's true. He doesn't have name recognition. Look, the reality is neither does Astorino. But first and foremost, you've got to get through the primary, and you've got to show an ability to raise money. You know, those are going to be the first things that have to get done. Cuomo is seen, I wouldn't say he's seen as vulnerable, but he's certainly weaker than he was 4 years ago. That's why he's worked so hard to win back the left, because you cannot win. If you're him, the Republican most likely is going to win upstate. Cuomo has to win in the suburbs, which is not a guarantee, and he's got to win huge in New York City.
Okay, and then, of course, they're throwing it in, I think it's somewhat gratuitous, Majority Leader John Flanagan of the state Senate, who just, as we spoke before, was giving out all this obscene amounts of money to his...
I think it would be really difficult for Flanagan to get the nomination. I think, first and foremost, in a Republican primary, you have a guy in Flanagan who voted for the SAFE Act. You know, the gun control bill that upstaters and Republicans really despise, and you have a guy who voted for it, it would be very hard for him to move in a primary past that.
That's interesting. And then on the Democratic side, there's a lot of talk about one of my favorite people in the world, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, running against Cuomo in a primary.
I see her more running for Congress. I think Cuomo will have a potential challenger on the left. I don't know if Miner's going to be it. I mean, look, she was his hand-picked party co-chairwoman for a while.
But and she gave him a raspberry.
She actually criticized him openly, which is a no-no in Cuomo land.
And I would say.
And they, I would say, are enemies. He won't even set foot in the city of Syracuse. He'll go to that area, and he'll go to places around Syracuse, and he won't invite her to the events. He's very close to Republican County Executive Joni Mahoney.
I'll get her.
So I think she would be formidable in that she's smart, she's aggressive, but I don't know if she has the ability to raise money, and I don't know how much damage, other than to hurt him and maybe bring his numbers down, but I couldn't see her winning necessarily.
Well, I'm not sure. I respectfully say this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I thoroughly agree with you. Look at Zephyr Teachout the last time. The second election is always a lot easier than the third, and Zephyr Teachout philosophically came very close to cleaning his clock.
She got 35%. He did get 60% of the vote, and just to put it in perspective, myself included, we all wrote at the time when Cuomo got 60% of the primary vote, it was an underwhelming performance and you know, a surprisingly strong challenge by Zephyr Teachout. However, when Hugh Carey defeated his own lieutenant governor, Marianne Krupsek, in a Democratic primary, he beat her 60-40, and all the coverage was Carey trounces his lieutenant governor. So it's all in perspective.
Zephyr Teachout did win most of the upstate counties.
She did, but you can beat Cuomo in a lot of counties, but you've got to beat him upstate, you've got to beat him in Erie County, you've got to beat him in Monroe, and you know, New York City is where it is. And if you look at his numbers right now, the only place are astronomical are New York City. He's got 65% of the Democratic vote.
His name is Cuomo.